This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma, and I'm very happy to be here with you once again. We're going to go through some very interesting facts related to our everyday life. Since it is For a Better Life, we're going to have some discussion that is, actually, I'm a one person, and I'm going to consider that you're here with me, and so that's why I call it a discussion. I have no intention to give any lecture, to teach anything. This is a heart-to-heart whisper. So I hope you understand what I say and you enjoy this session of For a Better Life. Well, previously we have talked about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his tragic, epic story in the battlefield of Karbala. We went actually through too much of facts and points related to the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And since we're still in that journey, I mean the journey of Karbala, we can talk some more about Arba'in and the journey that's going to start right now. Well, it's been a month that we have been mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and the sorrowful, tragic story that happened to them. Talking about the rich literary heritage of Ashura, we came across so many ideas which were the core and the theme and the background of these narratives. These poems and stories focus on loyalty, valor, reverence, pure love, and of course devotion, and truthfulness toward Allah. We said that the most important thing in keeping yourself from the evil and its offspring is to maintain insight or to preserve your heart from the dark spot that stains the purity of our heart. Well, how is it going to be achieved? I should say it's the whole story, which is very difficult. What are the characteristics of a real mu'min or Muslim, and what we are going to go through in order to get closer to what Allah wants us to be is the whole matter that we're going to be talking about. But before that, let's just go for a short break and then we'll be back in no time. Thank you for listening.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. You're listening to IRB English Radio. In here, we are going to talk about the characteristics of a real Muslim and mu'min. Now, Arba'in pilgrimage is getting closer, no more than a few days, and numerous amount of people are going to join this magnificent journey. All the Muslim people from different corners of the world with different nationality and culture gather together for the same reason, that is to show their loyalty and love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Through this journey, with every step you take, you see amazing pieces of pure love. Everyone is so kind, so truthful, modest, and full of manners. And all are just as Allah wants them to be. Imagine this devotion and purity could be applied on our everyday life. Isn't it just the way a Muslim has to be according to the Holy Book and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam? You see, I have been into this journey once, and what I gathered from this whole journey was that if all of us could maintain the thing that we are having through this journey, then the world would turn into heaven. Well, as I just said, everyone is so much caring, so honest. You could see that purity in every step of the journey. So one of the most important thing in this pilgrimage is to think about the idea that Imam Hussein alayhi salam fought for. So it's not just a journey and you go through some steps and that's it. Actually, it has. Just the mere walking is going to have so much of blessings for you. And there are so much of narrations that talk about the blessings of this gathering together and get to the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in order to show your love. The mere walking is going to have so much of blessing. I don't have any problem with this. The thing that I'm saying is that life would be pretty much more beautiful if we go according to the idea that Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted us to go for. What actually is important through this gathering is to think more, is to be more devoted, is to be more spirited in doing the things that you've been asked to do. As Muslim people, we're not just, you know, every ordinary human beings that are headless toward the recommendations and narrations that they have in their heritage. We have to pay too much of attentions toward the things that our prophet and his companion has taught us. So just as you are getting prepared for this journey, have it in mind that you are going to change after that. And ever since you take the first step, you're not going to be the same person you were before it.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
I have seen plenty of people who've been through this journey and then their life has changed upside down, totally different. Because, you know, one of the blessings of this journey is that you are going to change your perspective towards life. And this is a thing that I have seen it myself. There were plenty much of my friends or, let's just say, family members, immediate or just late family members. I could say that many of them have been touched in a way that I would say that it was more of a revolution that happened into their soul after they've been into this journey. So what I'm just trying to say is that there are two different things. There is the road that would take you to Karbala, and then you would get to the holy shrine. And there is another road that is going to be spiritual. This spiritual road has got a higher value, because after that, you're going to be a true follower of your beloved Imam and Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam. So we should consider this very fact, that as Muslim and as real mu'min, if we actually confess that we are, we have to go through too much of thinking. The first thing that we have to do is to admit that as a human being, the journey of getting closer to a devoted Muslim is very, it would be safe if I say very difficult. Because to be according to what the Holy Prophet wanted us to be is something that is sort of, you have to work for it. It's not just something very simply achieved and something that you, just by staying, you sit in a corner in a safe place, in your safe zone, and then you say, okay, I'm doing well. No, you have to do too much of practice. You have to do too much of hard work. You have to get closer to other human beings. You have to solve problems. You have to work on yourself. And that is very important to take care of. So this is all the time that we've got for today's episode. I hope everything is just fine with you. And if you're going to the Arabian pilgrimage, I hope you do not forget us from your prayings. Thank you for listening.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. shade of palm, every cloud.